It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Impressed him, and it's going to be a very interesting season for Bob Melvin. Now, I think Buster Posey's he's going to get a pass here, right? It's his first year on the job. He'll get the GM. He'll get somebody to work with him. The Sabian and Bochy dynamic is very fascinating to me. It's very fascinating to me, and that leads me to say this, Shasky. Bo Mel has to manage his ass off in 2025. He has to manage his ass off. Now, Bochy may not come back here. Who knows? But with 1 year left on his deal in Texas, and Sabian's got 1 year left on the Yankees, and you called me yesterday and kind of brought this up, boy, the dots are aligning here.
Sabian's coming back in some
He's coming back.
Something.
Bo Mel's going to be the guy that we focus on in 2025. There's no doubt about that.
It's so interesting how we bestow, and I'm not faulting anyone, John Shea or anyone else, like, you know, this guy did great work over here and he did great work over there. And it's so hard in these like front offices in modern sports to know who's doing what. Like right now with the Warriors, we all think Mike Dunleavy's like the main guy, but we don't know how much of an influence Lakeup and other people in that building are to him. I don't know who that might be, whether it be Lakeup family or not, or just other people. I look at the 49ers, Martin Mayhew, Adam Peters, Ron Carthon, am I pronouncing it?
Ron Carthon.
Thank you. Sorry, I knew I messed that up. How many people have been plucked from the Niners front office?
Plenty.
I think they had a pretty good draft.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, I mean, like, right? So it's very difficult to know who's doing what. And so, like, when you're the number two, and like everybody gets credit when you're succeeding, when you're the number one guy, it all falls down on your shoulders. And some people are great number twos and not number ones, which brings me right to the Tony Soprano line, which where Silvio says to him, like, you know, like, all due respect. And he starts criticizing some of his tactics as the main guy. And Tony says to him, and I pulled up the quote right here, all due respect, you got no blanking idea what it's like to be number one. Mm-hmm. Every decision you make affects every facet of every blanking thing. It's too much to deal with almost. And in the end, you're completely alone with it all.
Yep.
Meaning some people are great coordinators and not great head coaches. Yeah,
no doubt.
Some people are great number twos and not number ones. It's true.
Yep. Yep. No, it's so true. It's very true. So where would he go from here? Like, where do we go from here? I can't wait to see what type of free agents they try to attract. The winter meetings coming out, wherever the winter meetings are this year. How's that going to play out? Who's the GM going to be? Now, getting rid of Farhan, I think I think everybody's refreshed from it. As John Shea opened up, when we first brought him on, he said, boy, there's nothing but smiles in that room. Nothing but positive energy. Lubman, you were down there yesterday.
Did you agree with him? Because he started off, he said, the story yesterday was Buster. And I'm like, okay, I think that's part of the story.
It's part of the story. I still wanted more on Farhan.
I'm with you.
I'm not ready to turn the page yet. I'm ready to turn the page on him not being the president of baseball operations, but there's going to be some more pieces out there that discusses the Farhan tenure.
One thing
and what happened. And real quick, again, I bring back, as we have the King's Tale of Media Day, I ran into somebody, I had no idea they worked with the Giants. No idea. But this is something we discussed over and over the last 3 years. When Bob Myers in the office and John Lynch, he speaks to everybody, shakes everybody's hand. Remember Shanahan got hired, they had everybody out there. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Multiple people have told me Farhan walks in a room, he looks angry, doesn't say anything to anybody, doesn't speak or anything, and doesn't even have eye contact. It's really strange. Why would you want that type of, you don't want people walking on eggshells around you?
Well, if you're going to be that way, you better be Bill Belichick.
You better be good. You better be good.
You better be Belichick. Right,
but like Chip Kelly, the Eagles players talk about it with Chip Kelly.
No question.
He walked right past you. It's like, dude, who are you, Chip? What's going on here? So
when you lose, like, here's the other thing. Like, I do want to know from people, how are you going to remember the Farhan era? Because we've got all offseason to digest Posey, and we're going to be able to critique and rehash all of the strategies, everything. But I'm just going to ask you, like, because I have a thought, and I want to get it out there. How are you going to remember the Farhan era?
Me? Gosh, how am I going to remember it?
Will it change over time? Could it change over time?
Yeah, underwhelming. I would say underwhelming.
All right.
And I'll use that word. And platooning is a word that comes to mind, right? Not sticking to the script. Grievances, which we discussed yesterday. Mm-hmm. Players not being all in. There was just so much noise around the Farhan Zaidi era. And think back to when the Giants hired him. It was like, oh, man, this guy is, oh, my gosh. He built the Dodgers, not Andrew Friedman. He was the mastermind. He was the straw that stirred the drink. And he comes here and it's like, I don't know if this guy's ready for this job. And it's quite obvious early on that maybe he wasn't quite ready for the job. Now, 2021 ended up being a fluke. Let's just call it what it is. 2021 was an outlier. It was an exception to the Farhan Zaidi era. They won a lot of good games. Don't forget, they went 32-6 against Colorado, Arizona that year. So they took care to beat the bad teams that season. And they won some dramatic games, no doubt about it. But that was that. They were mediocre, and they didn't. And Posey used the word identity, and maybe you could sum that up with the Farhan Zaidi. I know I'm all over the place here because there's so many words that's popping in my brain right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But maybe identity, maybe that's the one. Farhan failed to build an identity for the San Francisco Giants. We just never knew who they were. What type of team are you? Are you athletic? Are you running bases? Are you hitting home runs? Are you pitching? Are you rotation? What are we?
Well, what they were was extremely stubborn. I think he did a lot of good things. Now, I thought the overarching you didn't win enough is ultimately why he's not here. I would point at the drafting and the developing and the identifying and the lack of willing to risk a big bold move, you know? But the stubbornness for me is what did it in. You told me on the front end, we are going to be cutting edge. We are going to be, evolutionary when it comes to the thinking. Think about the rules that have happened. They shift, the shift ban is in place. Yep. You can't shift. The pitch clock. The three throws over to first base. Mm-hmm. Three batter minimum, right? The bases are larger. Name one element of all those rule changes where they got better at over time.
They didn't.
They were stubborn. They were stuck in their ways, right? They were stuck in their ways. Cool. And so to me, their unwillingness to evolve on the fly and acknowledge some of their limitations did them in. And straight up, this is, again, Buster said it, I'll say it. It's pretty simple. We talk about football. Hey, guys, it's about blocking and tackling. And that's a funny thing we say, but think about it. Like, partly why the Niners didn't win the Super Bowl, they didn't block well.
They didn't block well.
Right?
Execution.
Right? And I look at baseball, it's very simple. Throw strikes, catch the ball.
Yep.
Put the ball in play. Those three things. They didn't do those.
Yep.
They didn't throw strikes. They didn't play catch. They were dead last in errors almost every single year.
It's bad baseball.
I mean, really bad.
Bad baseball.
And so, like, those things, you could tell me about someone's BABIP and their WRC plus and all these stupid analytic things. Does your team play catch? No, they didn't.
They didn't play. What Pulsey say? We're going to play clean, crisp baseball. Which basically tells you that
fundamentals.
They haven't played clean, crisp baseball. So the Farhan Zaidi era, man, it's something that. Now, did he set the Giants back? I do want to give him credit. I know the farm rankings are one thing, but this Bryce Eldridge kid, one player could turn the whole farm around. And if Bryce Eldridge pops, if he becomes a player that a lot of people think he could be, then you know what? Thank you, Farhan Zaidi. Because now you got a first baseman for the next 10 years. Because he looks like the real deal. And you got Matt Chapman. So your corners are fine.
Well, now, Chapman, see, they brought Chapman in on the one-year deal. Posey got the Chapman deal done, though.
No.
It's pretty.
Well, that, it's obvious
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, obvious. So, like, but I will give him credit for that.
Because Posey did mention, like, yeah, if you want to listen to Scott Boras, he'll tell you everything that happened.
How great was that?
How good was that?
That was great.
How good was that? If you want to listen, hey, just read Slusser's piece about Scott Boras. He'll tell you everything that happened. That was a shot at Boras.
It was.
I'm going to be interested to see how Boras operates with the Giants moving forward. Going to be very interesting.
Well, you have to be careful with Scott Boras because as much as you might hate him, you are going to have to do business with him at some point.
No doubt.
So it's a fine line to
walk.
It's
a fine line, no doubt. But he was basically saying, like, I got this deal done. That's what I took out of it. Well, and Bagley was right on that.
He said, I was listening to various things, and he said that I called up Matt directly, and I said, hey, do you want to be here? Because we want you here.
Yeah.
And we were really close on the contract, but it was going to probably go off into the offseason, and I knew we were going to fall far behind. Yep. And instead of going, and that's the key.
The difference.
That's where a guy like Posey with his stature can sit down and say, Chapman, come on, man. I like the way you play. You want to be here. I know you want to get every top dollar. We'll figure the money part out. Can we agree? Can we get down? And like that's, you know what that was? That's the equivalent.
Jerry West calling Kevin Durant. I've been waiting to say it. It's Jerry West basically saying, look, these guys have been champions. You played the best basketball of your career. It's all about these rings. It's Shaquille O'Neal telling the story where the lights go on at four.
Yes.
Dude. Hey, you could do all the movies or whatever, but you see these rings and these trophies? You want one of these? Come be a Laker. And it just means more.
I agree.
It means more. Chapman was on the other side of the bay.
Yeah.
He knows about the deal. He lives in San Francisco for crying out loud.
Knowing what you know now, does a small part of you think that the Bob Melvin thing should have, like, we should have known, like, it was about a year. Farhan was basically grooming Buster. Like, I don't buy the Buster.
No, I
don't
either.
I just came up with it this summer. I think that he's had an open invitation from Greg Johnson for multiple years. And it was, come here, you know, search out the culture of what we got here. Figure out what job you want to do, and it's yours.
No, listen, I'm with you on that. Real quick, let me address a text. Conkai's business text line. I don't have to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. I get it, Farhan's raw meat right now. He's going to fill up a lot of airtime, but you're making it personal. Even after bringing in John Shea, who said Farhan's a good guy, I liked him. It's not personal. We're critiquing his execution as a president of baseball operations. Farhan may be a great guy. I wish I got to know him more. Like, the fact that he brought up the bear, it's like, all right, that's what I want. I want to hear you talking about something. Fantasy football. I was dying to talk to Farhan about fantasy football. I'm a fantasy football geek. Family man, seems like a good, but I never got to know Farhan. I got to know Farhan, the baseball man. And the baseball man just wasn't good enough at his job here in San Francisco. So to your point about Posey coming here, and he said, hey, there's no doubt. It's just like John Lynch in Denver. He's sitting there after his playing days, and he's in a war room with John Elway. And he's at the combine with the Denver Broncos brass, taking notes, seeing how to scout, learning the game in and out, learning how to make connections. That's basically what Buster has been doing behind the scenes. There's no doubt about it. He's been a little more visible around the yard, out and about. We just inducted him to the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. Then all of a sudden, oh, you're moving back to the Bay Area? There's no doubt he's been taking notes over the last season. And Greg Johnson, matter of fact, it's time for Sam Lubman. Lubman, I want you to set this up because I believe you asked Greg Johnson. I know he's on the phone right now, but I believe you asked Greg Johnson about that. And Greg kind of slipped up saying, yeah, I've kind of wanted this for a while. Wait, so did it come up over the last month, or has Greg Johnson been plotting this for quite some time?
I want to know more about Greg
because
Johnson.
Because you know why?
There's so much more I want to know.
Tim Kawakami sat down with Greg Johnson, middle of the season. I keep referring to this podcast. Remember, he asked him about Farhan's. Yeah, I don't know why Farhan hasn't signed. I don't know why he hasn't signed a deal yet. It's there. I don't know. He said he'll get back to it. I never believed that.
No. One thing that I
think about that contract's lingering. You're like, I'm not going to sign it. No, you're out of there.
like, we were pretty critical of him. I'm not expecting everyone to want to come on and do, you know, media with us. Like, I get it. Trust me. I do. I really do. But how many times did we say, hey, we would love to have him on behind the scenes? And look, I'm going to be fair here. I probably wouldn't want to come on with us if I was him either. But I also see an opportunity, right? And if I can win you guys over, you and I have talked about this. It's really hard to critique someone who you meet and shake hands with. It just is. I don't care who you are. It's much more easy to criticize someone on the internet and from afar when you don't have to walk into the locker room and see them every day. I'll be the first to admit that. And I wanted him to come in because I had questions that I wanted to ask him. And you know what? I wanted to give him an opportunity, not just win me over. Who cares about me? But the fans.
It would help this Q writing, I
absolutely
think. I think it would help this Q writing. And I've experienced it about this. I'll never forget how not to cut you off, but Javi Lopez told me as a young kid, as we tell we're Kingsdales, you could be critical, Shasky, of these players. No, I'm just trying to educate everybody.
No, I love it.
Constructive criticism is fine. Because I have to go to those locker rooms. I've been in that situation. I'm like, damn, I was just kind of ripping this guy earlier today. But they respect it as long as you do it in a very professional way. And Farhan has to get that. He has to get that, right?
Well, I mean, you know, it just, I don't know, man. I think it does go a long way to make yourself approachable. And I look at, like, whether it's Bob Myers, Dunleavy, John Lynch. We've had the opportunity to talk to all of those people.
Right.
Joe Lacob. They don't shy away from things.
No, they don't.
And if there's a tough question, I mean, remember when I had to ask, well, I even said to Bob, I'm sorry to ask you this question. It was about the whole Draymond and Jordan Poole thing. He's like, hey, look, it's your job. I get it. And I'm not going to answer it because I want to keep certain things public. So I think you earn more bees with honey. That's just the way I view things in life.
Lubman, real quick, go ahead. I want, because you asked Greg Johnson about the Buster Posey. When did it become a thing?
So really quick, just to set the stage. So after the press conference, you know, everyone, you know, leaves the stage. So Bob goes in one direction, Buster went in another, and then Greg went in a third direction. So I, you know, walked after Greg Johnson because I did want to ask him, you know, why now? Why did you make the decision now to move off from Farhan to Buster? And he basically said, you know, it all kind of came together rather recently. But, you know, Buster was just kind of ready to go. And that's what really accelerated it. And that's how they were able to come to the decision. We have the sound for this, so we can play Greg's words. But he kind of, you know, downplayed the impact of the Matt Chapman deal having any sort of, you know, impact on whether or not they wanted to move off of Farhan for Buster. The thing that I thought was really interesting, Shasky, you kind of alluded to this. I do think Greg has kind of wanted this for quite a while because he said, you know, he joked with Buster that he'd wanted him for this job. And I asked Greg at the very end, you know, who approached who first on this? And Greg said he had been approaching Buster for a while, but this time Buster came to him on it. So, yeah, very interesting how this all came together. I don't know when. Unfortunately,
right.
he was walking away at this time.
Yeah, he said it's a while. 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, a year.
My theory,
what's going on here?
My theory, just my, you know,
what's
as I do my Brian Windhorst finger pointing. My theory is I think Greg wanted Farhan out last year when Gabe Kapler was fired. Because we always ask, you know, why move off Gabe but not Farhan? I think Greg did want Buster in last year instead of Farhan, but Buster did not want the job at the time for whatever reason. He cited several times talking to his wife about taking this job. So my guess is Buster wasn't quite ready to take it last year. I think if he wanted it last year, we would have had Buster Posey taking over last year. That's just my theory, based on that. I'm 100%
with you.
I'm with you because Greg Johnson, again, on the Tim Kawakami podcast this past season, midway through the year, and he was feeling good. He jumps on the podcast and he said, well, yeah, Farhan hasn't signed anything yet. I don't know what the deal is. I told him it's right there. And he's just like, yeah, I'll get back to it. What? Huh? Long-term security? Running a baseball team? You may not get another shot.
I thought Greg was very boring. The last couple months, I'm flipping my opinion.
I want to know more about him.
I do too.
Dave Fleming coming up here in just a second at 9:20 on the River Islands guest line. We'll talk to Flem about the move, his thoughts on Buster Posey running it, and he'll be on the call for Miami and Cal Saturday night. Lubman's going to wear a split cap, Miami and Cal. He's already got it. He's already got it. No.
Though if there was a split cap, though, Cal, Miami, it'd be hard not to get it.
Oh, my gosh!
By the way, Michael Irvin, did you see the video on him getting fired up down in Miami? Oh, my gosh. All right, Fleming.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.